This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Silent storm begins to brew in an ancient land of darkness. With tumultuous force from the crust of the earth, two worlds come together as one, from the past and the present, celebrating culture and spirit, paving the pathway to our future. It's time for dreaming. Urban dreaming. Finding your voice. Finding your spirit. Joy 94.9. Warren Jacker, Joy 94.9 would like to acknowledge and pay respect to the sovereign peoples of the past, present and future generations of the Kulin Nations on whose unceded land we work, live and broadcast from. We would also like to acknowledge all our brother boys and sister girls of the LGBTI communities.
Good evening. You are listening to Urban Dreaming on Joy 94.9. In the studio tonight, it is Davey and
Gracie.
And we have a really, really, really great show lined up for you. We have a quick little recap on last night's episode of Q&A, which had a really fantastic appearance from Sharina Clanton. We also have a special inside scoop on Corey Grau, which is coming up, plus a whole bunch of amazing curated songs that we've picked out just for our great listeners. But before we get in a little bit deeper, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land in which we're all listening to this broadcast tonight and pay my respects to the elders past and present. If you are keen to get on board with Urban Dreaming, you can send us a text message on 0427-JOY-949 or you can send us an email on air@joy.org.au. We'll be right back after this song. It is In For The Kill by Shamia.
Just see.
You're here on Urban Dreaming on Joy 94.9 with Davey and Gracie. And that was Shamir with In For The Kill. If you want to hit us up on the show, please do so. It's 0427 Joy 949 or you can email on air at joy.org.au. We would love to hear from all our listeners out there. So since last week's show, Davey, we have had a big day, Valentine's Day. And I was asking you in the break what you got up to.
Oh, look, my Valentine's Day was actually, for me, it was really romantic. I worked a lot, which, you know, I love my job. I love contributing to the society around me. But my partner and I, we actually went and saw Black Panther. And February 14 is known as Valentine's Day, but I'm not sure if it's really known by the whole world, but it's actually the anniversary of the murder of Captain Cook, the, you know, beloved white saviour who discovered this continent.
The
just
one that
in
we
case,
all love, yeah.
Just in case you didn't know. So we went to see Black Panther to celebrate the anniversary of his murder, and that was pretty romantic for me.
Yeah, a really good movie to pick to celebrate something like that as well.
It was a lot of fun. I would recommend going to see it.
Yeah, I saw it on Sunday and I loved it, especially album done by Kendrick Lamar. Just
all the songs. It's been on repeat. It's been too much swearing to play on Joy, though, unfortunately.
We won't be able to play that. Well, it is after 8 o'clock at night, but
language warning.
Yeah, definitely get out there and see
it. That's it. The soundtrack, the costumes, the fight scenes, everything. It's just absolutely worth seeing.
I'm not a big superhero fan. Not that I'm not a fan. I just don't see a lot of superhero. I'm more of a rom-com and Disney animated kind of gal.
We all have our flavours.
I know. I don't mind action. I just would never choose it. And then my friend was like, we'll go see a film. And I was like, I knew that she wouldn't want to see some, you know, Disney animated film. So I was like, oh, we'll go and see The Black Panther. And I was very impressed. So.
It was one of those movies that sort of, caught me by surprise, definitely.
The only thing is the trailer that I had before the film was the new Avengers trailer and some of the characters obviously from the Black Panther in it, and I was just kind of like, okay, so the suspense in the Black Panther, I don't want to spoil anything for anyone. Well, I know what's going to happen because I know that these people are in the Avengers.
I was having the exact same feeling.
I was like, you've got this suspense build up, but I know that they survive.
Yeah, that's it. I remember there was quite a few moments watching Black Panther where I was feeling very tense because my favourite character who was introduced to us in that film, she, you know, was in a sticky situation. But then I just remembered, she popped up in the Infinity War trailer. So
yes, so you're like, oh yeah,
no, you'll be right, survived. Sis.
Yeah, it's the same as me. My friend was sitting on the edge of the scene. I'm like, don't worry, we saw the trailer.
What did you get up to for Valentine's Day?
Me and my friend went out and had some pho in Northcote in Melbourne.
I love a nice pho.
Yeah, and just shared a bottle of wine and drowned our singledom sorrows. Oh, no, it wasn't that bad.
That sounds perfect,
No, it was actually a really nice
Sounds
night,
like my
actually.
Ideal date, other than, you know, celebrating a murder. Yeah. But
then on the weekend I went to White Night, which was great, and I saw Alice Skye.
Oh, how she played a really long set, didn't she?
She went from 7 p.m. till 7 a.m. on the rooftop almost opposite the State Library. She was on a rooftop above one of the stores up there, and I could hear her. We play her on Joy a little bit. If you haven't heard any of Alice Skye stuff, definitely check her out.
She's fabulous.
And I could hear it playing and I was like, oh my God, I love Alice Skye. I was like, thought, you know, it was a recording or, you know, a light display, like playing a soundtrack, because they had a DJ on Swanston Street. Yeah. And then I was like, no, that's live. And I like went searching and I couldn't see her. I was like, where is this music coming from? And then I looked up and she's just on this rooftop with a keyboard and her band.
Playing and just, for the people.
Yeah, and all night long. So she must have been knackered at the end of that.
I reckon. Hope you got a good sleep, Alice.
You didn't end up going to White Night, or you?
Unfortunately not. I've sort of been writing a lot in my spare time, and I've been bogged down with a fair bit of that. And then I woke up on Sunday and checked Facebook and, oh, there we go. I missed out on White Night.
You're like, oh, I swear that was going to be next weekend.
Yeah, so I'm going to make sure it's bookmarked for next year because, every time I've gone to White Night, it's been fantastic. You know, I haven't stayed for the full festival. Usually catch up for a few hours after a gig or something.
I don't think you can do the whole night.
Hey, shout out to you if you can, though. Yeah. That's
if you did do the whole night, let us know. 0427 Joy 949's number, because we would love to hear how you survived that entire night and what you did end up seeing, actually. But you've got something coming up this week, you were saying.
I do. I'm actually performing at Queer Stories, which is a special podcast series produced by Maeve Marsden. And usually everyone gets together on an evening, they'll share a gorgeous story, and it all is turned into podcasts and it's rolled out over iTunes. So unfortunately, I found out this morning that it's sold out. Unfortunately for everyone else who'd missed out on a ticket. But yeah, we'll keep a lookout for that podcast. And
yeah, when we expect it to be up?
Oh, I will let you know as soon as I know for sure. And yeah, if it's any good, we might play it for you here on Urban Dreaming.
Well, hopefully. And we also do podcast Urban Dreaming as well. So if you have missed any of our previous shows, just head over to the Joy website, joy.org.au/urban-dreaming. And you can listen back to all our wonderful shows over the last, you know, year or so.
Yeah, they're all up there. They're all up there. It's really exciting. So last night on the ABC was the infamous show Q&A. It's a show that pulls together politicians and community members to discuss political topics. Last night we had there was an amazing Melbourne-based actress, Sharina Clanton, who made an appearance. You might recognise Sharina from the television series Wentworth. She played Doreen for quite a few seasons, and she was also recently in MTC's production of Macbeth. And you can also catch her on Bushrangers on iView. But she had this fantastic appearance on Q&A last night talking about the government's investment towards Indigenous people. And I thought it was a really fantastic spot to, it really fits what we're about here in Urban Dreaming. It's championing for a better life for Indigenous people. So if you missed it, I'd love to share it with you. And send us a message about what you think, 0427JOY94.9 or on air at joy.org.au. I'd love to know what you fellas reckon, but here we go.
Malcolm Turnbull disrespected Clinton Pryor, who walked across the country for a year to discuss Indigenous issues. He dismissed the Uluru Statement from the heart and just last week snubbed the Stolen Generation's apology breakfast in Canberra. He has since threatened the Labor Party with taking Indigenous issues to the next election in a game of political football. Is this a sign of a leader who sincerely wants to close the gap on Indigenous disadvantage, or holding his colonial foothold on the throat of the oppressed Indigenous population, which has been the case for 230 years?
Sharina, I'll start with you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, brother, for your question. The Gap report shows that Indigenous men will die 10.6 years less than their non-Indigenous counterparts. I, as an Indigenous woman, have the odds already stacked against me. I'm 9.5 years less life expectancy than my non-Indigenous counterparts. This Close the Gap initiative, which was meant to bridge, close the disparity in terms of Indigenous health, welfare and education, has only broadened. 6 out of the 7 targets have only been met. 6. That is not good enough. Malcolm Turnbull walked out of the Close the Gap report, walked out of the Uluru Statement from the heart. When do Indigenous people get a social, cultural and economic empowerment and voice in Parliament? We're asking to deconstruct the systems that exist. We're asking to be invited to the table. The Indigenous Advisory Body wouldn't hold any political sway whatsoever. It's an advisory body for members of Parliament who are already in a position to influence the parliamentary decisions. Now, I am really tired of non-Indigenous members in Parliament, like the Nick Scullions, who actually didn't put it to vote, who didn't bother to poll it because their instincts told them that it wouldn't work. So I don't know how you bridge the gap in child mortality. I don't know how you bridge the gap in terms of Aboriginal people are still struggling to have a voice. We are the sovereign owners of this country. I am a Wongatha Yamiji Noongar Gidja. We have never ceded sovereignty. I am tired of begging and asking for our humanity. When is it enough? My mother, at 31, went back to law school. I'll tell you about closing the gap because it's coming from Indigenous peoples, not from initiatives created in Parliament. As an Aboriginal woman, went back and became the first Indigenous female state prosecutor in Western Australia. I'm a daughter of five girls. Every single one of us is in university. My sister is in medicine at the moment. My two younger sisters are about to graduate. My twin sister is as a university graduate. I have qualified through uni. I'm about to go into my honours at Curtin University. So in terms of closing this gap and this healing that they want to create, there is no healing going on. When you apologise, you do not do it again. The thing is with the stolen generations is that we are still having Aboriginal children forcibly removed from their homes without consultation from their parent or guardian and going straight into the system. Aboriginal people are still denied the basic human rights in accordance to the UN Declaration for Indigenous Rights for Aboriginal people. The fact that the UN have absolutely slammed Australia in terms of its treatment of Aboriginal people is a disgrace.
Sharina, I just put something to you as a question. So the question was talking about Malcolm Turnbull's engagement.
It's about parliamentary engagement.
Do you think it goes to leadership, though?
Absolutely. I want Aboriginal people. We've got the incredible Patrick Dodson, Senator Patrick Dodson, in positions of power. We've got the Linda Burneys. We've got incredible bodies of people who are willing to speak up and be a voice for our people. And we're wanting to be included into the conversation. And what we, as Aboriginal people, we are deconstructing the systems, the power systems that exist. So yes, whether you're Liberal or Labor, it's whether you're Greens, whether you don't have a strong political position, Aboriginal people still should be at the forefront in terms of your decision-making processes. And I'm tired that we still get denied that basic human right. And what you're talking about is absolutely imperative and interconnected to the policies and procedures that we have had to live through, survive, resist, deconstruct and challenge for the last 230 years. I don't know when...
I'm going to have to put some of this... Go ahead.
Not to you. It's about the systems. It's about the power systems that exist. Mm. So I don't know. Which are failing us. They are failing us dismally. The fact that Malcolm Turnbull is a byproduct of Tony Abbott, who cut $500 million in his first budget. $500 million from programs and infrastructure and resources to Aboriginal Australia just is indicative about what this government thinks about Aboriginal
Australia. Okay, Sharina, I'm going to have to put some of this to... Josh is here representing the government. The core part of that question, there were a number of things, but obviously one of the things was the rejection of the Uluru memorandum and particularly the idea of having a representative body to advise the parliament outside of the parliament. Why was that rejected out of hand?
Because Australians have equal rights to vote, equal rights to sit in the parliament and equal rights to serve.
Aboriginal people did not have equal rights until my mother was born in 1965 and she was not considered a human being until the referendum came through to the For and Front Act in 1967. Equal rights are not even.
And you know who led that charge? Was Harold Holt, who reached across the divide to Gough Whitlam. My point is this, right? Having equal rights to sit in the parliament is inconsistent with the principle of a third chamber.
It's no third
chamber. It is a third chamber. Now, the issues you raise about closing the gap are legitimate. We have to do better. There is no shortage of goodwill, and there's been huge amounts of money spent. But if you talked about infant mortality. We've got a long way to go, but we have fallen in infant mortality in Indigenous communities by 35% since 1990.
Okay, Josh, I'm just going to bring you down to one point because you said it's a third chamber.
Everyone in
the Indigenous community says it's not.
Well, it's
the people who designed it say it's not. Why do you say it is?
Because it's going to be entrenched in the Constitution, it will be elected representatives, and it will be advising the Parliament on issues that relate to Indigenous people. Now, that is everything. That is social welfare, that is defence, that is health, that is education.
But Josh, what's wrong with advice?
Yes.
Because we, as government, seek out advice in everything we do. That's why we have a professional public service.
Josh, you do not still seek out the advice of Aboriginal people. You still do not consult Aboriginal people.
And it's
constitutional reform is about empowering that voice. It's not about creating a third chamber in the cabinet. It's not about special privileges for Aboriginal people. It's about allocating and ascending Aboriginal Australia to where your own party is at.
Okay, let's hear.
Wow. So, yeah, that was a clip from last night's episode of Q&A. I want to thank Sharina for getting up on a big public platform like that and carrying herself in this incredibly graceful and yet fierce way that really, really shook, especially Josh Frydenberg sitting next to her. Like, if you've seen the clip, you can sort of see this extra layer of sweat start to glisten on him. It's fantastic.
You can hear it in his voice as well, you know.
That's it.
Just those nerves of how am I going to backpedal this one?
Well, yeah, that's the thing about Sharina. I've seen her perform in quite a few things. She really does channel this phenomenal energy in her presence. She's really like, I don't even know if I can explain it, but she really is magical. When she's on a mission, sit down and listen, because she really does have something really important to say. So that clip that we just showed you, I really wanted to share it with everyone just to give that as much airtime as possible amongst our public, because it really, it seems to communicate a frustration that so many Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are feeling with our current structure of power in this country. A lot of us feel that the government doesn't represent us, that it doesn't fight for us and doesn't put its best foot forward to better our lives. We feel that it can come through and undermine and put in all of this really shallow policy that doesn't have a lot of forward thinking, and it's taken too much time for any positive change to happen, and it's cost way too many lives. Our parliament should really represent our people. And when I say that, I mean black, white and Asian, as well as male, female, trans, everyone in all of those spectrums. It needs to be diverse, it needs to be inclusive, and there needs to be representatives for people within that.
Yeah.
Thank you. We do have a couple messages coming through, so if you would like to jump up on that and have your say, send us a message, 0427JOY94.9 and on air at joy.org.au. And now we did get a little message just saying that that closing the gap does not rest in the hands of the white man's government and the taxpayers. Now, there is a, I must say, there's an element of truth to that, but I do disagree to a point. At the end of the day, our government are the people who are responsible. They're the captain of this ship. They're driving us across that unknown, and they need to make sure that every single crew member is accounted for, because if something happens, we all need to jump into action. That's what we need to do. You know, at the end of the day, though, it is still your individual input to better your own life, most definitely, that will elevate it and escalate it. But you need to make sure that you're doing better for the people around you as well.
100%. And we've also received this from the same person that has messaged in saying that she is a powerless victim, which I don't really agree with either. I think because of her comments and her answering of that question, we're already talking about it.
Yeah.
And it's being discussed. And I think though you may feel powerless at times, and it can feel like the weight of the world is on your shoulders, and it can take a lot to feel like you're making any progress.
Yeah.
If the conversation started and we're talking about it, and that's with, you know, the Indigenous conversation, the LGBTI conversation, the Me Too movement, all these things that are coming through, if it's being discussed, change is already happening. It may take a long time to, you know, get to where we need to be. You know, obviously we've only reached same-sex marriage recently.
Yay.
But that conversation was happening so long ago, and you can't start that change without having that conversation. And I think
that's it.
Because of how, you know, Sherina was on Q&A, we've already replayed it. She's already in the media, it's in the newspapers, it's online forums, it's being discussed, she's out there. People that have never heard of her before are listening to her and hearing her response and becoming less ignorant and becoming more educated.
That's not powerless at all.
No, not at all.
It's, you know, I'm not too sure what the tone is with the message, but thank you for sending it in. You know, we always appreciate feedback and input with our show. But yeah, Sherina's so far from powerless. She's one of the most powerful people I've ever come across in my life.
You're on Urban Dreaming with Grace and Dave. This is Emily Waramara with Black Boy.
To learn about life and how his people lost their way. He was very stubborn, he was just a child, and now his life is mystified.
You are on Urban Dreaming with Davey and Gracie, and that was Emily Woramara with Black Boy. This is actually going to see the very, very long-awaited mid-year release. We still have a couple of months to wait of her first full-length debut album. It's called Miliak Bura, and it's a dedication to both her daughter and her home, and she has teamed up with award-winning producer David Bridie to complete the album, so I'm definitely looking forward to that one. But you have a little bit of a claim to fame, Davey.
I do. Can I share a little bit of a story? Yeah. With you. So way back in 2014, feels like a million years ago, but I was working at the Queensland Performing Arts Centre, and back then they had this really fantastic, fabulous festival called Clancestry, a celebration of country. And for our 2014 festival, one of the fabulous producers, she pitched an idea to bring on emerging Aboriginal singer-songwriters, give them a really good, decent amount of time working with an established artist to write brand new original content and then perform it free at a concert. So Emily Woramara was actually one of those people who was lucky enough to win that, and I've been keeping a really close eye on her ever since. And she got to spend, I think, 2 weeks working with Bernard Fanning from Powderfinger as we're just working on brand new songs, and then they would, and then I'm a little bit nervy thinking about it, because I just want to go back to that night, because it was genuinely one of the best concerts I've ever been to. But I just remember seeing her on stage with Bernard Fanning singing an original song that she wrote with him, and it just, all the emotions coming back.
Well, if you get a chance to see, if she does tour with this album, you can be like, I was there when you started.
I so will. I'm such a fan.
I'm like a fanboy from the beginning.
Absolutely. I've been watching you from the start, sis, and I'm so proud of you.
Well, we do have coming up a little bit of a chat. The world-famous Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras is more than just a parade and a party. There's a lesbian and gay film festival, a theatre, fair day, a queer-thinking talk fest, art exhibition, street parties, and for Indigenous LGBTIQ Australians, there are also some events on the calendar as well. In the third year Mardi Gras was held back in 1980. Wow, that feels like a very long time ago now. The first documented participation of Indigenous LGBTIQ Australians was a group marching under the banner Black Gays. Since then, Indigenous participation in the Mardi Gras has grown, and the main series of events this year comes under the heading of Koori Gras in the online Mardi Gras program. Barry McKay looks at some of the events happening this year and gives us a taste of some of the performances from last year. So we do have a little bit here about the Koori Gras, and also obviously Joy is going to be up at this year's Lesbian and Gay Mardi Gras in Sydney.
Yes.
And as we all know, that Cher has, you know, let us, you know, into the little bit that she might be headlining the after party, the sold out after party.
Oh yeah, she's so confirming it now.
She's
confirming Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras official Facebook page is confirming. So
she will be there. So
I've
make
got
sure
my outfit
you
prepared.
Go to the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras. But here is the chat with Barry McKay. You are on Urban Dreaming.
Koori Gras in Sydney this year will feature a series of creative development workshops for First Peoples queer performers, a community forum to discuss relevant issues and challenges for First Peoples communities, a speakers platform where an international panel of influential thinkers and artists come together to discuss queer performance from First Peoples perspectives. And showtime will be the Black Nulla Cabaret, held in Redfern, the traditional heart of Sydney's Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community, which showcases Australian Indigenous queer performers with special international guests this year.
So without much further ado, ladies and gentlemen, she's one of our favourites. You all know her. Please make some noise for Nana Miss Cruz.
Aboriginal drag queen Nana Miss Koori will be hosting the event this year.
Being Nana Miss Koori, it's about expressing myself. I love being on stage and, presenting myself as a drag queen. It gives me the ability to actually be myself, to express myself. You know, I'm still myself, but up until that wig goes on, I get into a professional persona, which is so much fun. Yeah, it's not going to stop here. I'll be going for quite some time yet.
Yeah.
What is unique about being an Aboriginal drag queen?
My costumes, I like to identify my costumes through my culture and also with my look, my appearance, my makeup, and just the way that I carry myself on stage. Nana Miss Corey can be quite cheeky at times, with due respect. She knows when to pull back from performing, but, you know, little antic that I do have is sitting on some people's laps in parts of a particular song. I love country music. I love, the likes of Whitney Houston. There's some Marsha Hines music that I perform to, a real Australian icon, So I do a mixture of performance to music.
Two up-and-coming cheeky and talented Aboriginal drag queens to watch out for in Sydney this year are the Dreamtime Divas, Lazy Dunhaman and No Vagina.
Now, welcome to the stage, Miss No Vagina!
So who's going to be performing this year at Coup de Grâce 2018?
Well, that's a little bit of a surprise, but obviously, being co-curator, I've actually made a spot for myself as Nana Miss Corey. There is the Dreamtime Divas. They're longtime friends of mine that will be performing, and they've really been successful in their career.
And they're fabulous, aren't they?
They are fabulous, and they're so glitz and glamour,
Wonderful costumes, aren't they?
Amazing costumes. So it's a bit of a competition for me to try and match mine to theirs. But my dear sister Destiny has arrived. She'll be performing. She's fresh from, performing with myself at Heaps Gay event over in Marrickville in front of about 1,500, 1,800 people at a street party.
You've got some performers coming from overseas this year, haven't you?
Yeah, we have an international performer, artist, which is on the quiet at the moment. I can't disclose, but is another Indigenous person.
From Canada?
From Canada, yes. I can say that. And then we've also got some people from, from the First Nations, which they had their first competition in Darwin. So we'll have some people come along and perform for us there. So for the likes of people that weren't able to get to the very first ever First Nations competition up in Darwin, Northern Territory, we'll have a few of them at hand, which we will actually have.
Make some noise for Lacey Dunhaman!
You have a lot of non-Indigenous people that come along to the Coup de Grâce.
Amazing following. A lot of mainstream, there is a lot of non-Indigenous that does support, that come to our events, and which is beautiful because it's for everybody. When you're talking about equality, equality is for everyone.
So you're striving really to bring reconciliation?
Pretty much that, yeah, that we can all walk the same path together on our journey, on our spiritual journey.
By white allies, so it's really good. I mean, the thing is that Aboriginal folk are suffering higher and higher imprisonment rates. They're suffering land grabs by state and federal governments who support the state governments, and also massive child removal. So, and this of course affects the LGBTI community within the Aboriginal crew. But so these are some of the issues as well, though, coming out of the closet, facing racism and homophobia. We've got to show a lot of support for our Aboriginal friends here.
Away,
Last year, a special guest at Coorie Gras was Aboriginal comedian Sherilee Hood.
That's what I say, woman, heck, why aren't gay and lesbian and transgender people allowed to get married? Yeah? Hey, boom! They tried to stop us black fellas from getting married, eh? You know, they tried legally for many years, but we fucking bought it. You know? Never stopped us breeding, but eh? And we're fucking good at that, man. We're good breeders, man. This year is about equality. Hey, you know, and we have got our equal rights. And it's about loving and sharing together. You know? And it is. I mean, I'm hetero, you know? Nothing wrong with that, eh? And I can feel it. So for these 2 weeks, man, I'm gay ass. Yes, man, have a happy Mardi Gras.
I asked Sherilee what inspires her comedy.
It's about expressing yourself and finding the deeper humour in all the tragedy that happens around the place. And one thing that I always stand up for is I think justice is a major issue. So I love to talk about lots of different things, and I think part of the original Australian community really have to put up with a lot of different prejudice and racism. And I think it's important for everybody to be able to have a voice. And that's why I always speak for myself and, like, different issues and everybody going through injustice. It's been brilliant being a part of the gay and lesbian transgender community for this 2017. And I think it's really important for everybody just to accept people for who they are rather than judges. Life isn't made up, or a garden isn't made up of one flower. It's made up of many different flowers. Beautiful colours and many original and unique qualities about different flowers. And we are flowers in God's garden, and I don't think we should be, you know, judging different flowers without having meaning behind it. So I'm one black flower who's always going to stand up in a lot of different communities to make sure that everybody has the equal rights that they deserve. We are the human race.
Brr. I also spoke to some of the attendees on how they felt the evening went.
I'm definitely having an awesome night here tonight. I'm a Sydney resident. I live out in Western Sydney, so it's definitely awesome coming into the city for Coorie Gras.
How is this special to other Mardi Gras events you've been to?
Well, it's awesome because I don't feel like there's much black representation in Mardi Gras. So it's amazing to have an event like this go on during the week. This was set up as a space for black fellas coming into Sydney for Mardi Gras this week. It was set up as a communal space so we can just chill out, hang out. Each night they've had awesome events going on. Tonight's Black Nulla, and there's been an awesome array of black drag queens coming on. I feel very inspired. I'm an artist, you know, and I feel like I'm just getting out and hanging with my people. So Mardi Gras is like Christmas to me, so yeah.
Look, it was a huge success. It was so great to be amongst the community here in Redfern, and, you know, just to be amongst all of our LGBTIQ community, and particularly the brother boys and sister girls, you know, like, it's so great that we can have a safe space like this to come and celebrate. And I think it's really important that this happens before the Mardi Gras parade, so we actually have a special event before it all happens.
I'm a Mumbai woman. I'm from what you call the great northern lands of Rome. I'm a weirdo yandu, a strong magic woman. It's all in what you want to do. This song is called Kojana. This is about us growing up now, coming together, good to see your family. Haven't seen you for a while. Rise to lightning spirit, get up, stand up, let's get on with it. Kojara, kojara, inja kojara, ya kojara, 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 inja kojara,
pitiful voice of Kerri-Ann Cox, an Indigenous singer who sang at the opening of last year's Boomalley Gallery LGBTIQ Indigenous Art Exhibition. The gallery in Sydney's Leichhardt will be staging another Indigenous LGBTIQ art exhibition this year. I spoke to the curator of the gallery, Kyra Kum Singh.
This year we've called our exhibition Luscious All Sorts. The theme is Love One. It's around the 2017 equality, marriage equality stuff, and we decided to do our own little spin on it, and I thought it'd be great for all the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander artists around to do art pieces around love and all that sort of stuff. So I think it was really timing for that decision to come through last year, and I think for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, we've never really been equal in this country. However, one step at a time, and we'll slowly get there, I guess. So,
who's going to be performing this year?
So, opening the exhibition, we've got Casey Conway. He is an advocate of Indigenous LGBTQI issues. Performing, we've got the Dreamtime Divas, Destiny Has Arrived, and also Dawn Daylight. And also on the decks and emceeing the night is DJ Nayan. Yeah, we've got a good little lineup of performers for the opening night.
So we're all going to have a lot of fun on opening night.
Yes, definitely. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's all about making sure that we get supported and have a space to be able to celebrate 40 years of the Mardi Gras, as well as 30 years of existence for Boomalley Aboriginal Artist Cooperative as well.
Coorie Gras runs from the 19th to the 24th of February, with the Black Nulla Cabaret on the closing night, Saturday the 24th. The opening of the Boomalley Art Gallery Luscious All Sorts Love One exhibition will be on Friday the 23rd of February. Check them out on Facebook or search for them at mardigras.org.au. If you'd like to see videos of the performances from last year's Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander celebrations during Sydney's Lesbian and Gay Mardi Gras, just head to the This Way Out webpage at thiswayout.org. With thanks to Mugulan Arts and the Boomalley Aboriginal Art Gallery in Sydney, I'm Barry Mackay in Sydney, getting ready for this year's Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Coorie Gras during Sydney's Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras for This Way Out.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Urban Dreaming with Gracie and David, and we were just listening to that bit about the Coorie Gras from Barry Mackay there. And if you did miss any of that, we will have it on our podcast up at Urban Dreaming. So just head over to the Joy website, joy.org.au.
Yes.
To listen to that one.
Or through your favourite podcast platform. And while you're there, make sure you give us 5 stars. Up those ratings for
us. Yeah, 100%. Also, we only have a few minutes left, but if there's anything you wanted to add to the conversation, you can still text in on 0427 joy949, or you can email on air at joy.org.au. We love hearing from our listeners.
We sure do. It's been a jam-packed show tonight, you know, in between talking about Sharina Clanton's fabulous appearance on Q&A last night.
Yeah, I think we've had some peaks of drop. We had that one, which was obviously quite heavy, but emotional, and
it's a message that it's like, yeah, it's resilience, we're still here, we need to fight for it. And then, you know, on the other side of the coin, we had that celebration of Mardi Gras and everything. And I think that's a really great sort of commentary on what, I guess, the contemporary Indigenous experience is in Australia at the moment, that absolute love of, you know, pride in your sexual identity, but then your cultural identity as well is sort of stuck between this rock and a hard place. And I don't know, I had a lot of fun being able to share these stories with people tonight.
Definitely. And I think that's carried that message across as well. But you are heading up to Mardi Gras?
I sure am going up.
Obviously
to Mardi Gras.
You heard that Cher was playing, so you were like, I've got to get on a plane.
I did. I heard a rumour, and I just threw all my money at the tickets that I had on an unconfirmed rumour, mind you. I'm really happy it paid out, because I have a really fabulous Mardi Gras ahead of me. Highlight will definitely be Cher, but I'm really looking forward to seeing the First Nations float in the parade and just seeing all those sexy black budgies.
I know, and it's great that obviously it's in summer and you've got this delicious warm weather, but being in March, it's like with Cher and these amazing floats and all the things that the Mardi Gras does, you've hit your peak in March.
That's it.
Like, how is the year going to get is going to top that.
You should come to Melbourne and check out all the fabulous things we have going all year round.
Yes, we do have
without
heaps.
Lockout laws.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we'll do get a New South Wales there. We have heaps of stuff coming on in Melbourne, and including the queer stories this Thursday that you are going to be at.
Yes, yes. It is unfortunately sold out, you know, unfortunately for people who missed out on tickets, but, you know, props to the organisers. It's never a bad news for a producer when we get sold out.
And it's the first one in Melbourne, you were
That's
saying.
That's it, yeah. It's the first time that they've thrown it in Melbourne, so I'm quite honoured and blessed.
And there will be a podcast, so if you don't have a ticket, you will be able to catch up on that with
Absolutely.
The podcast.
Absolutely. I'm all about sharing stories and a little bit of a sneak peek for you guys. I'll be sharing a story on the way that I met my best friend, actually. We've known each other for over 10 years now, and it was through, you know, one of those fateful meetings. So I'm really looking forward to sharing that story with people on Thursday night. I don't know if it'll be funny or not, but...
We'll see. Well, we'll have to listen back next Tuesday.
That's
on Overdreaming. You can share what happened on Thursday.
Oh, I've got lots to share in the coming weeks, I'll tell you now. But yes, this next song I would like to dedicate to my best friend who's tuning in to the program from Broome this evening. This is 03 Bonnie and Clyde by Jay-Z and Beyonce.
And we will be back next week, same time.
Same time, same place.
You ready, B? Let's go get 'em. Look for me, young B, cruising down the west side highway, doing what we like to do. Eyes behind shades, this necklace, the reason all of my days been blind days. But today, I got my Ferris girl with me. I'm mashing the gas, she's grabbing the wheel. It's trippy how hard she rides with me. The new Bobby and Whitney, only time we don't speak is doing Sex in the City. She gets carry fever, but soon as the show's over, she's right back to me and my soldier. Cause mommy's a rider, and I'm a roller. Put us together, how they gonna stop both of us? Whatever she lacks, I'm right over her shoulder. When I'm off track, mommy is keeping me focused. So let's lock this down like it's supposed to be. The 03, Bonnie and Clyde, Hov and B. Holla. All I need in this life is sin. It's me and my girlfriend. Me and my girlfriend.
Down the ride to the very end. It's me and my boyfriend. Me and my boyfriend.
That's right. All I need in this life is sin. It's me and my girlfriend.
Me and my girlfriend.
Down
the ride to the very end. It's me and my boyfriend.
The problem is, you dudes treat the one that you loving with the same respect that you treat the one that you humping. That ain't about nothing. If ever you mad about something, it won't be that. Oh no, it won't be that. I don't be at places where we can't be at with no. Oh no, you won't see that. And no, I ain't perfect. Nobody walking this earth's surfaces. But girlfriend, work with the kid. I keep you working at Hermes birthday bag. Manolo Blahnik Tim's, aviator lens, 600 drops, Mercedes Benz. The only time you wear Burberry to swim. And I don't have to worry, only worry is him. She do anything necessary for him. And I do anything necessary for her. So don't let the necessary occur. Yep. All I need in this life is sin. It's me and my girlfriend.
Me and my girlfriend. Down the ride to the very end. It's me and my boyfriend.
Me and my boyfriend. That's right. All I need in this life is sin. It's me and my girlfriend.
Me and my girlfriend. Down the ride to the very end. It's me and my boyfriend. Me and my boyfriend.
Talk to me.
If I was your girlfriend, I'll be there for you. If somebody hurt you, even if
break it down for me.
Sometimes I trip on how happy we could be. And so I put this on my life. Nobody or nothing will ever come between us. And I promise I'll give my life. My love and my trust if you was
one more time.
My boyfriend. Put this on my life. The air that I breathe in, all that I believe in. I promise I'll give my life. My love and my trust if you was my boyfriend.
All I need in this life is sin. It's me and my girlfriend.
Me and my girlfriend. Down the ride to the very end. It's me and my boyfriend.
Me and my boyfriend. That's right. All I need in this life is sin. It's me and my girlfriend.
Me and my girlfriend. Down the ride to the very end. It's me and my boyfriend.
Me and my boyfriend.
This Joycast.
Podcast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.